I think it's time for a new feature on Stay Human about how loose lips can sink ships. I'm going to call it Meta for Nothing. You hear a lot nowadays about ecosystems, especially from people who get paid for sounding smarter than the rest of us. You know, academicians, business consultants, philanthropic foundations. They all love to talk about the urban higher education ecosystem, the modern political ecosystem, the healthcare or the service ecosystem, and the one that really gets me, the digital marketing ecosystem. With businesses turning from, quote, traditional competitive hierarchies to innovative, collaborative institutions co-evolving in communities of common interest. Really. Ecosystem is a favored metaphor to put across the idea that the system they're describing is made up of interconnecting and interacting parts. And I believe there is a good word for this, and the word is system, unless you're trying to sound extra smart. But the thing is, this nothing metaphor doesn't just fail to increase clarity. It actually confuses our thinking in both directions. It's pernicious because it suggests that the system, so-called, whether marketing, service delivery, or some other human construct, is really self-regulating. And like the roots and grasses up to the top of the food chain, exists to meet the needs of all of its parts. It's organic. If it's an ecosystem, nobody's in control. Nobody's got their hands on the levers. The vultures are just playing their part. Don't blame us. And at the same time, just as damaging, the metaphor reinforces a deep misunderstanding, a sentimental one, of the natural world. Kind of a Disneyland version in which the different parts cooperate for the good of the whole. The reality is, the health of an ecosystem results from the competition within and among the species, which means it depends on diversity, more competition, and on redundancy. As a biologist friend of mine puts it, of course most of the babies have to die to maintain balance within the population and the ecosystem. It's not some cooperative, fully knowable, smooth-running entity. It's the wild. And refusing to know this helps us continue to mess with it and to mess it up. So if you hear someone tossing around the word ecosystem to describe something completely made up by humans, ask them, in this ecosystem you're describing, who's the fox and who's the rabbit? And where are the maggots who keep the cycle going? That ought to stop them, or at least stop them from inviting you to their next meeting. And speaking of meetings, if you'd like to join the Stay Human Meta for Nothing watchdogs, just write in. We'll send you the official gobbledygook decoder ring to help separate the junk from the plain truth. Our lives might depend on it.